Okay, my name is Natu Siopapi, Sun Jumper. I'd like to talk about how I have my connection with the land and where I am now from where I started. I grew up on a ranch. We farmed, we did a lot of different things. Being that my family's so small, I was the only one out of three children to my parents, Andy and Ange Provost. And I had a grandfather who also was kind of like my parent, where we always learn most from our grandparents than actually our parents. And I heard a lot of different stories of the land and how it had perspectives. And growing up, I had a perspective that was coming from two different angles, like a perspective of my grandfather that didn't attend residential school that I spent most of my time with, and my perspective of my grandmother that went to residential school and went through the hardships. And she went on to further her education. She got a degree. She wrote a few books, and she was very powerful within her words, which she would always get after my grandpa. And they would always have these different conversations of different things, of culture, identification, and land. Something I didn't really realize at this point now, or at that point when I was a child, but I was just hearing different stories. And I used to work with my grandfather doing cattle work and horse work, and transferred over to my dad, and the same thing, cattle work, horse work. And I grew up in that life, and I was very sheltered to like a lot of different things. I never really heard much about residential school, didn't really hear much about Catholics, and didn't really hear much about like my culture. I was very isolated in an area where I had the responsibilities of carrying on our family, like the provider, as it is. Like, everything was passed to my dad and it was passed to me, so I'm still kind of getting the ball, I say, to carry on the life of my family. But I had to learn like how I get to that point. How do I become that man? How do I become that strong Blackfoot figure? Which I didn't really realize that until I went on to further education. I started off doing work right from when I was younger and went on and had a respect of the land because my dad would work the land, my grandfather worked the land, my grandma told me stories of the land, picking sage, picking berries, picking mint, understanding that grasp of it. There was a point in my life where I was going to catechism, I was going to these classes, Sunday stuff, and then it got to a point where it just stopped all of a sudden. It just kind of stopped altogether, and then all of a sudden I'm in sweats, and then I'm in different in these bundle openings where I was just part of the start of it. I never really participated, but I seen this stuff. And at that time, my grandparents always tell me that you're not supposed to talk about certain things because it was you're either honored to go into these things and you weren't. So, but I learned a lot of stuff from my grandfather when he started bringing me to sweats and I started working as a doorman where I'd help the elders and stuff and learn different things and I remember hearing songs and stuff like that. So that really resonated a lot in with me as I was growing up. And then I moved on and then I still had that work ethic in me as a strong person to work. So from there I went on into the construction and started working at a very young age and I excelled very fast to a point where I was like the foreman at a young age doing these different projects. And I started healing this point where I was like, I need to leave my mark. I wanted to leave my mark at these different construction sites. I do construction work and I used to leave my signature in the concrete and I'd leave and I'd come back and you can see my symbol of my signature in the concrete. And my boss told me, you can't do that you can't put that in there. You'll get in trouble. So I had to like think of something else that I can put in there. And my girlfriend at the time, she said, well, just put your symbol in there, like a little kind of symbol like this one right here that I have tattooed on me, kind of like that Blackfoot name, Sun Jumper. So I do that. And I worked for this company for 14 years. So within about maybe 12 years, I would leave that symbol in different construction sites all over Southern Alberta. I guess part of Blackfoot territory as far as Calgary, to the mountains out west, to about close to Medicine Hat and down to the border. So I have all these little symbols throughout everywhere, not knowing that it had some sort of significance for me in the land and everything else. Well, connection that I've done the work, but not understanding that. And one time I was working and this guy was telling me with the fence, not the marking, but he told me, what are you doing? And I said, I'm putting up a fence first, whatever, whoever the client was at the time. But in my head, I was like, I'm taking my land back one fence at a time. So I fenced off all these different areas and they just shake their heads. But in the sense of what I was telling them for the job, not for like taking my land back. In a sense, it felt good like I was taking the land back. And that's the thing. I like seeing the land and understanding it. You look out and you see the prairies. It's very powerful. I remember this one time I don't know, when you walk in your day-to-day life, you don't really see the little things, you don't really smell and stuff, but when I go, I always like to smell the grass and see the rocks, and this one time at this one job site, I was walking along, and I always look at the ground to pick up different things, I don't know, like, but I picked up this one rock, and I was holding that rock, and I was really looking at it, but the rock had perfect lines going horizontal, at one point vertical, and I was really looking at it, and it looked like a hammer, and then a closer look, I cleaned it off, and it was an artifact that you'd use as like a hammer for my ancestors. So it was really neat, and I have that with me to this day. So when I went into school, I hit a peak in that construction. I hit a peak, and I knew I needed to change myself to better my future for my children and for my family as a provider, showing that I can step up for them. So I went to school, and that's where that really hit me, residential school. All the stuff that, when I was younger, that I never really realized, where I was sheltered. Went to a non-Indigenous school, and went into play basketball with non-Indigenous people. Like, I grew up in this void of who I was. But as I went into school, I found that void, found that anger, found that crying, and find all that stuff that my grandma was so mad about. But she was a very honorable woman. And she was happy that I went through that education, graduated to the same school she went to, pretty cool. But it was in there that I in touched with like art, and that art transcended into my things that I did. So I did this whole piece of artwork to honor my grandma and the land, which was really good. And I had so much fun doing it. And there's some more that I want to do, but I have to choose it right, because you don't want to saturate it in some sort of wicked feathers and all these different things that people do and make a thing. I want to be able to do it so that it helps. And I think doing it through the youth and understanding the youth will help you carry that. So maybe something I can do that for my children or other people. And that was just how I went along my life for that. And to understand that the beginning of my life was uncertain and my future is uncertain. I control myself, but what I can do for that with all the things that I've learned in my life. And I just hope that what I can leave for other people will help them, inspire them to be stronger, even if they're lost or even if they're found, they can do the best for somebody else.